Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a slew of shtark kashis in the sugya of Torah and mitzvah shalom, the Shema and the Shema. Now we're going to get to the Mahalach, Beskin and the Torah of Muri Rabbi, the Goyen HaGadol, of David Manzitzal, the Rosh in the Dorim that we referenced in the previous shiur. Darim 62a is quoted by the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Paragimel. The Rosh says, and the Gemara that says, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, Aymer Aseid Ram L'Shem Palam Adab Ram L'Shmam, do things for the name of the Palam. What does Palam Rashi do? The Rosh says, L'Shmoy Shalak Elish Boruch Hu, who is Palam Kol HaManeo, does everything on his behalf, or is covered. That all of your speaking should be l'shem Torah, in other words, to understand better, to be ma'amik, to be mefalpel, and not l'kantor l'zgo. So the Nefesh HaChaim brings this Heilig Rosh, and he says, at the beginning of l'shma, the Talmud Torah, ikaro, shehadibur b'inyanei ha-mitzvot yeh l'shman, dahainu, l'shem ha-divrei Torah, leida, ulhavin, ulosif lekach v'pilpul. In other words, when it says to do it l'shma, v'daber behem l'shman, primarily he's speaking about divrei Torah. The dibur about mitzvahs should be l'shman for the sake of the divrei Torah, to understand better, and to add chidushim and pilpulim and chakiras. That's legabe the divrei Torah. And legabe mitzvahs, it says l'shem pa'olam. In other words, that the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, it is necessary that the asiya should be bedveikus u'machshava tahora shebetahoros. That the asiya should be clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with pure thoughts, according to one's level of understanding and perception, in order that God's name should be praised. Ayin Sham B'Nefesh HaChaim, and also in Reb Chaim, where he writes in the Ruach Chaim, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, and what similarly writes the Chasim Sofer in the Nedarim 81a. So you see that the only the union of Dabr Behem Lishman is Legabe Talmud Torah, whereas Asay L'Shem Pa'olam is that the Asiyah should be Bedvekus, the Asiyah's HaMitzvah. So he makes a distinction here between the Asiyah's HaMitzvah, so that's L'Shem Pa'olam, and the Dabr Behem Lishman is talking about the Talmud Torah aspect. So L'Chayr, we have to understand, Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah included in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Ve'adarabba, mitzvah gedoylihi ad me'oid, kemavur b'chazal. So maishna, that by Talmud Torah, we only have the inyan of v'dabir behem l'shmam, like we see b'pashtas, divrei Rav Elazar b'Rav Tzadik. Why should we not also have what's mischayv mitzvah ha-mitzvah? In other words, why can't we take Talmud Torah and say, yeah, v'daber behem l'shman, but we also have that you should do them l'shem pa'olam. Asay dvarim l'shem pa'olam. Why don't we have that by Talmud Torah? That one should learn in order to be dovek b'shem. Why do we only have the aspect of Talmud Torah that's v'daber behem l'shman, that you should speak Talmud Torah l'shma, losif lekachu pilpul. In addition to Talmud Torah being a Kabbalah Kazakh, it's also a mitzvah. So that should also be included in the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, like other mitzvahs. A mitzvah like all mitzvahs. The very most chashuv mitzvah. So it would appear that we can explain, said Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, that Talmud Torah, besides being included in the Taryag mitzvahs, and that it's a chiyuv mitzvah of v'higisa bo yoimam v'loila, and We've already discussed at length in other shiurim what exactly is the shir, what's the gather of the chiyuv of the higisa. Mamish gevaldik gevaldik zachin. As chutz mea tayag mitzvahs, the chiyuv mitzvah of the higisa boyoyimam v'layla, hare yesh baze inyan atzmi. Besides the v'yigisa, besides the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah, there's also a essential chashivus, noiro, this awesome importance, value, in the very learning of Torah Hashem. Shesrararu gadol ad meod. This is tremendous schar. Not only machmas kiyum ha-mitzvah shebedover, ela mitzad etzem ha-Talmud Torah. Putting aside the kiyum mitzvah aspect, the very fact that you're learning is a tremendous maila, tremendous. Ukein divrei Rabbeinu Chaim, that's brought in the Sefer Chidushei Chiz HaLevi, the Hilchas Baruches, that Bilchas HaTorah is not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, ela etzem HaTorah shenitna liYisrael. You're making the bracha on the cheftz of Torah, the very Torah that was given to the Jewish people. Not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but on the cheftz of Torah. So you have a bracha on the cheftz of Torah. Asher k'dishanu s'sadol asur b'divrei Torah is a mitzvah of asiya, of the mitzvah. But asher bracha rabbanu could be on the cheftz of Torah. Asher bracha rabbanu kol amim and aslam es Torasa, on the cheftz of Torah. So besides the mitzvah aspect of Torah, there's the very learning of Torah, which is gavoa me'al gavoa. And similarly, we see this idea in the Maharal, in the Siva Torah, in the seventh parak, Ayin Sham. We have a lot in the Gemara on the adifus, on the preference of Talmud Torah vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. For example, Sota 21, the gabei ner mitzvah, v'torah or and the various chalukim between the Ner Mitzvah and Torah Or, as they were talking about Torah, not vis-a-vis the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah, that's included in Ner Mitzvah, but rather mitzad etzem limad ha-Torah shebedavar, ha-po'el u-mizakech biyoter. Learning Torah purifies a person, elevates a person. So, besides the mitzvah, chelek ha-mitzvati shel Talmud Torah, that's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, higher plane than other mitzvahs, but it's still in the mitzvah category, Talmud Torah is essentially a great act even besides the mitzvah aspect. Shal zeh yesh v'torah or, so we have the Torah or aspect, and not only the near mitzvah, as we see there in the Gemara and Sota, which we've also discussed at length in our shiur and b'siyata d'shmaya. And it's also clear from the Yerushalmi in Peyot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And what it says, V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu ba, shekol mitzvaseh shel Torah, einan shavois l'dovor echod min ha-Torah. All the mitzvahs of the Torah do not equal one Dvar Torah. This is not talking about the kiyum ha-mitzvah shel b'tamit Torah. That's included in all other mitzvahs. But rather, we're talking about the etzem limud ha-Torah mitzad ha-Torah atzma v'adibuk ba. We're talking about the very learning mitzad the Torah itself, clinging to Torah. In other words, davar echad min ha-Torah she'odivu b'chashivusay v'yoytze etzel ha-loimda mikol ha-mitzvahs kula. The Torah itself, the Torah v'atzmusa, is greater than all the mitzvahs. And that's why the Yerushalmi brings weiter the difference between Torah and mitzvahs that we have in the Gemara and Sota. Ner mitzvah, Torah or, Torah is greater, Torah is eternal. Torah is stronger, Torah is higher. So we're not talking about the mitzvah aspect of Torah, we're talking about the Torah aspect of Torah. Beyond the mitzvah aspect. And also what we have, where Rabbi Meir and Ovis in the sixth parak, Aloimei du Torah lishma, zeichel dvarim harbe. That's not mitzad kiyum ha-mitzvah shel Talmud Torah, but mitzad etzem ha-limud shel Torah, ha-meirim, u-magbi et ha-adam le-dargot she-amar shem Rabbi Meir, it really elevates you. And we can add, kama v'kama ma'amori chazal, al-gadlus ha-Torah v'koycho, she-vadai, novea ha-davar me-etzem limud ha-Torah, v'lo rak mi-kiyum ha-mitzvah she-yesh bo davar, v'i efshar le-fortam, ki rabim hem, we can't enumerate. All the Ma'amari Chazal, Gevaldike, Gevaldike, Shtaka Ma'amari Chazal. That talk about the Ma'il of Talmud Torah. Because there's so many. But those are talking about the Talmud Torah about Smusa, not the Talmud Torah mitzvah, the mitzvah Shibidah. So that's the Yisoy that Vorim. Now, B'divrei B'lazer Reb Tzadok, She'asad V'asei Dvarim L'shem Pa'alam, you should do things, the shame pa'olam, for the sake of Hashem, and not because you have other cheshbainas, not because you have other reasons, not because you have other motivations. Now this inyan is as explained by the Nefesh HaChaim that we referenced earlier, Nosan Shar Aleph, and in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, the Chas Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Sif Gimel, and the Kuntres Achron there. That's not li'ikuva b'kiyum ha-mitzvah. Just the chisorin of lishma is merely a pigam in the pe'ulas ha-mitzvah, in its pe'ula in all the olamas. V'zeh l'shayin o'sham. V'im ki, ein zeh me'akev, mikol makom mitztarefet ha-machshava li'ikar ha-asiyah b'fo'a, le'orer v'lef'ol tikunim, Yoter gedolim be'olamot. So it's not ma'akev that you're doing it in order to elevate the name of Hashem, but nevertheless, this machshav is mitzdarev to the asiya, and it makes tremendous tikkunim. And if one is mekayim a mitzvah, shaloi l'shem pa'olam, not l'shem shamayim, as long as he has kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, the mandam or mitzvah shrichas kavana, he's mekayim the mitzvah, he's not mevatel the mitzvah. And this is mefurash in Nazir 23a, Harius 10b, ba'oichel es ha-pesach ba'achil ha-gasa, shevadai, he's not doing it l'shma, but he's not considered a rosha, because it's true, we didn't do mitzvah on Amuvchar, mitzvah miya ka'avid, ayin sham, uvim b'yiri b'horiyas. So you can get a mitzvah even if you didn't do it l'shma. As long as you had kavanah l'kayim mitzvah, it doesn't have to be l'shma. You could have other motivations why you want to be m'kayim the mitzvah. You want to be m'kayim the mitzvah. So l'shma is only for hecher and yanim, for higher things. So according to this, it would appear that vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's like other mitzvahs. And that's where Elazar Reb Tzadok says, la'aseisim l'shem pa'olam. But since, Saif, he did what he was supposed to do, he has a kiyum ha-mitzvah, whether he did it l'shem palam or not. And this applies not only to mitzvahs in general, but it also applies to Talmud Torah. Just on this, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok was mechadesh for us that klapei ha-inyan ha-miyuchat shel Talmud Torah, Shiyeshna mitzad Talmud Torah atzma, veloy rak mitzad ha-mitzvah sheba, that vis-a-vis the special inyan you have in Talmud Torah, not the Talmud Torah, the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah, but the Talmud Torah aspect of Talmud Torah, like we see in the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, that it's going on the dibur. What does he say? He says, v'daber behem lishmam. He's talking about Talmud Torah, vi Talmud Torah, pure Talmud Torah. The azil ala dibur mitzad dibur atzmo, v'lo ala mitzvah shebezeh. Shezeh yeshno rak v'ofen shel v'daber bam l'shman. Shekefi ma shekatav arosh, haynu l'shem ha-Torah, v'kanal medivrei ha-nefesh ha-chayim. V'lachen, mitzad echad kol sheino ken, ein b'zeh klal l'ma'ala zo sheyesh b'Talmud Torah. So, if one is not daber behem lishman. He's not speaking in Torah. Kiloshen harosh, kol dibucha umasacha v'divrei Torah yeh l'shem Torah, l'shem haTorah kedei leida ulahovin ulahosif lekach upilpul v'loy lekanter lizgos. That if you're not doing the Talmud Torah properly, then you're not going to have the tremendous mile of Talmud Torah if you're not doing it in order to add on to your Havana. You get a greater Havana in Torah, so then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah properly. It doesn't have that special mila, that special yichudiyut, that unique elevation and reward of Talmud Torah. Unlike mitzvahs, because mitzvahs, even if you are not doing the mitzvah l'shem pa'olam, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. And with tzadsheni, klapei inyan zeh shebatamu Torah, ein zeh klal inyan ledvarav alaseh l'shem pa'alam. וכל שדיבר בהם לשמם, נתקיים בו לגמרי עניין שבדבר בם. But when we're talking, and that's on one hand. On one hand, if you want the mile of Talmud Torah, then it has to be דבר בהם לשמם. On the other hand, when we're talking about Talmud Torah, qua Talmud Torah, not as a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's Talmud Torah, the Chefs of Torah, the Atzmus of Torah, that is not categorized as a same Devarim. We don't say about that, a say L'Shem Pa'olam. But you have to do it, L'Shem Pa'olam, K'loshen Arosh, L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol HaKol HaManeh. No, you don't have to do your Talmud Torah, L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol HaKol HaManeh. All your Talmud Torah, if you want the Maila of Talmud Torah, that's in order to get, that it should be a better mitzvah. That's the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. But if you want the Torah aspect of Talmud Torah, as vus medarf tin, medarf lernin, lo hoisif lekach upilbul, to learn lamdas, to learn chidushim, to learn chakiras, to learn the iyun. And then you have the mile of diber behem lishmam. Daber bam. Meachar, shezeu ofen adaber bam. Shenamar b'Talmud Torah. That's what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzedek is telling us. Speak in learning. Speak lohesiv lekach upilpul, and then you get the tremendous mile of Talmud Torah, even if it's not l'shem pa'olam. L'shem pa'olam is to get the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. So if you want the shleimus ha-mitzvah, then it has to be l'shem pa'olam. It has to be in order to do it for the sake of God, that God's name should be elevated, God's name should be praised. Again, k'loshen arosh, L'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepo'al hakol l'maneihu, for the sake of God. So that's when you want your Talmud Torah to have the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. When you want your Talmud Torah to have the Talmud Torah aspect of Talmud Torah, all you need is the v'daber behem l'shmam. You have to speak l'shmam, which is l'shem Torah. L'hoitzif lekach upilpul. So we had asked that, I don't understand, how can you differentiate between Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs? Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is doch a mitzvah oichet, as they say in Spanish. So how can you say, no, the mitzvahs you do l'shem pa'olam, and Talmud Torah is daber behem l'shmam. Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. The answer is ein chinami. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. But what Rabbi Elazar Tzedek is telling us is, but for the mitzvah aspect of mitzvahs and Talmud Torah also, of course, so then you should do it. You should do it. L'shem pa'aseh dvarim l'shem pa'olam. So do it for the sake of God, for the sake of Hashem. Hashem commanded. Hashem's name should be praised. L'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepo'al hakol l'maneihu. That's mitzvahs and also the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. And Lazar Rav Tzedek, who distinguishes, he says, "V'daber b'hem l'shmam," which the Rosh understands to mean to be talking about Talmud Torah. But it should be l'hoisiv lekach upilpul. There he's talking about the Talmud Torah aspect of Talmud Torah. That's not a mitzvah; it's just the chepetz of Torah itself. And this we see l'chora in the nusach of the bracha v'harivna, birchas haTorah, where we say, "V'ni anachnu, v'tzeitzreinu." It said, "Say, Amcha Beis Yisrael Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha, V'lomdei Toratecha Lishma." So we have to understand, what's the inyan of Yoidei Shemecha? We should know Hashem's name. What does that have to do with Talmud Torah? Besides that, we also have to understand the emphasis of Loimdei Seirasecha Lishma that we don't have in the Matbeya of other brachas that also require Lishma. So why is there a special emphasis here on Loimdei Seirasecha Lishma? So the answer is that this bracha is on the etzem chefetz of Torah. Could be that last b'divrei Torah. The question is it a separate bracha? But last sukh b'divrei Torah could be on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But then v'harevna on the etzem chefetz of Torah. He said before Asher bracha b'nei could be on the etzem chefetz of Torah. But v'harevna itself could be on the etzem chefetz of Torah. Shekin Hashem of Son of Lassuk with Divrei Sarah. And then Vaharev Na, that's talking about the Cheftz of Torah, not the Mitzvah of Torah. Even if you say it's one bracha, but this part of the bracha is talking about the Mitzvah, but now we're talking about the Etzem Cheftz of Torah. The Inyan HaMeyuchad, the Haschus HaGadola Li Dovik Ba. And through that, you Dovik and Torah Dovik and Hashem, like we see in the Nefesh HaChayim. And that's the great Inyan we see, Mitzvah, the Etzem Liman HaTorah. And that's only if limud lishma, but lo lishma you don't have this. Hashem can other mitzvahs, you have a kiyum even if it's not lishma. And therefore we have this dafkin birchas haTorah. So in other words, this bracha is coming to tell you that there's a special cheftz of Torah, a special cheftz of learning Torah, that besides the mitzvah aspect. So therefore that's only if you lom de sarasecha lishma. That's as far as you want your Talmud Torah to be on the high level of Talmud Torah. V'daber behem lishma. It's only going to be on this high level of Talmud Torah if you speak lishma. But in addition to that, there's also the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. L'shem pa'olam. What's l'shem pa'olam? Yoidei shemecha. That they do it for the sake of your name. In other words, you want to do the mitzvah aspect properly, it has to be for your name, L'shem Pa'olam. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shepa'al, L'shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepa'al HaKol Emaneyu, as the Lash says. For the name of Hashem, who created everything for his honor, for His glory. So that's why we have in this bracha both. Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha. And Lom Dei Sarasecha Lishma. Lom Dei Sarasecha Lishma is on the Talmud Torah aspect, the Cheftz of Torah. And the Yoidei Shemecha is also to tell us that if you want to shleim us in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we have to be Yoidei Shemecha. It's in order to know Hashem. I say Dvarim L'shem Pa'olam. L'shmo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shepa'ol HaKol HaManeo. That's Yoidei Shemecha. So now we see beautiful the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah, how it expresses these two aspects of Talmud Torah. One, the Etzem Cheftz of Torah. That's the Loim Dei Sarasecha Lishma. And also the Yodei Shemecha. That's the mitzvah aspect of Talmud Torah. We should do it L'shem Pa'olam. And Loim Dei Sarasecha Lishma, we should speak in it L'hoisev Lekach for Pilpul. So we see all that in the Baruch of Aharivna. That's beautiful. And Amir Tashem, Biratzot, Hashem Dalkeinu, we will proceed with this Mahalach in the next year. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Anachnu Nireh Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem Yitbarach. Ve'ani Ma'od Modeh Lechem She'ekshavtem. Ma'adu Po Yisod Gadol on the two aspects of Talmud Torah. And we see how this is expressed in Ma'amar Chazal and in the Bracha. And if you stay tuned, you'll be zeicha to hear more neflos. And I thank you so much for listening to this. I really appreciate it. And hopefully, if Hashem gives us life and health and simchas chaim and financial means, we will be zocha to continue. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom.